This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, around Valentine's Day, we always kind of focus on the girls and what do the girls want in the relationship. But I got some little things that your man secretly loves about you and that you could do for him, basically.
Okay.
Little bitty things here.
I think we know. I mean, I think for most guys, we would like a back rub or...
Okay, well, he loves being physically close to you, and he loves it when you give him a back rub.
Yeah.
It might be something just a little bitty, you know, pinching the shoulders or whatever. When's the last time you did that for your man, Tori?
He tells me my fingers are too bony. He tells me I don't do a good job. Which is weird because, like, I'm not a super skinny person, but apparently that's the one place that I'm skinny.
Okay. So you're like, thank you, honey.
No, sometimes I give him a back rub just to hear that my fingers are too bony.
Oh, okay.
Just so you get the compliment.
Things. Yeah.
That's all I need. Thanks.
Well, something else he loves is when you play with his hair while he's driving, maybe watching TV, and you're sitting there and you got your fingers just kind of... You know, Kato's liking it right now. Let me demonstrate, Kato. Like this right here. Like that. Does that feel good?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But don't do it while I'm driving. I'll fall asleep.
I know.
Is his hair as soft as it looks? His hair looks so soft.
Feel it. Go ahead and feel it.
Come
it's
here,
soft.
Kato.
Yeah, feel it.
Oh, my gosh. That's like
look
silk.
At my leg. Just kick.
But you know what? When you are scratching or just like playing with his hair, you would think, you know, now some guys may not like it and they are annoyed.
I don't mind it at all. Just don't ask for me to do it back. I don't like giving someone a massage.
You can't ask for it back. Then it's no longer a gift.
Exactly.
So it has to be given freely.
Mm-hmm. But if there's so much gel and it's like slick, his hair's all slick back and you start to put your fingers through it and stuff.
It breaks off.
Yeah. That ain't as much fun.
My wife complains that when she scratches or rubs my back that her hands get greasy.
Oh. Probably like, you know, your fingernails used to get when you worked on your car.
Well, not it's not as dark as that. It's more just a clear grease, but
dead skin.
Yeah, I'm always like, well, that's part of the package. I mean, I don't complain about anything about you. Why are you complaining about a little grease?
I say, put your shirt on. I'll give you a back rub.
Those aren't good.
He kind of blot it like with pizza.
It's like, your back feels like Quaker steak. Oh. That's just gross. It's like if your fingers get more greasy than when you're eating French fries, when you're rubbing your boyfriend's back, that's a problem.
The only time you don't lick your fingers.
Yeah. That ain't finger licking good, Colonel.
Isn't how I thought that would go.
Okay. He loves when you talk about him in front of your girlfriends. If he catches you, like it might be, you might have the girls over for a night. He walks in and you're talking about how great he did something for you.
You should have heard what she was saying before you walked in.
That's the thing is we know that all the women talk about you guys when you're together.
Yeah.
You do.
But if it's something nice, he really loves that.
Yeah.
So you might want to let it slip every once in a while.
In front of him, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and action girls, here he comes. You can practice it with your girlfriends. Okay, these are little things that men secretly love. He loves when he makes you smile. Even a little courtesy laugh, you know, that builds his confidence up and it gives him a big boost.
The one thing I've learned in my like adult age is men thrive on a fake laugh. Even if it's not real, if we're like, and we just throw that out there, your ego just inflates.
Okay.
Not that I would ever fake laugh around here.
Isn't it sad that someone would need that?
A fake laugh?
Yeah.
I know, but it's like sometimes, poor thing, you know?
But you got to work on that fake laugh to make it sound believable.
Believable, yeah.
That's true. Sometimes I don't believe myself.
Okay, but Tom, I know you love it when Jamie laughs at you, or when anybody laughs at you.
But my wife...
You get a big kick out of that every time.
She's like, it's very difficult to get her to laugh at me. I mean, like, when she laughs, I know she meant it, because she doesn't do it all that often.
Oh. Well, you got to be funny.
Okay. Well, that's my point. So when I get a laugh, I know I hit one over the fence.
And then finally, ladies, he loves when he catches you looking at him. So you might be in the room and he just catches you looking at him.
It depends on the look.
Okay, okay. Yeah. A little side note on that. If you happen to roll your eyes while you're looking at him, you know, that one does not count at all.
Yeah. If she's staring at you sitting on the couch watching sports, wondering why you haven't taken the trash out, you'll know that look.
Yeah, not that look.
I'm not talking
that one that where, you know, where you're like, oh, look at him.
I side eye him all the time. Is that not the one?
Yeah, I don't feel like this applies to people who've been in relationships for a while. It just doesn't work that way.
So do the eye rolls actually mean something after a while?
No, like I just don't think they're staring at you. If they are, it's like, go do something.
It's more of a glare.
Is it really? Oh,
I'm sorry, Tom.
No, I mean, I'm happy. That's what she tells me.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, folks, it's time for Nerd News.
Nerd News, Nerd News, Nerd News with Tom.
Yeah. Tori, you're going to like this. We got some dog information in here.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of other interesting scientific news from the week. And we will start off with the new butt face fly.
Oh, wow.
Researchers in Morocco have discovered a new type of fly larva that has its face on its butt.
Hmm.
Its backside looks like a termite to keep other things from attacking it.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Mostly termites, because they basically see this and it looks like another termite to them. So then, since it's using its backside to be a termite, it needs its front side to be a butt.
Oh.
So its face actually has its butt parts on it.
And all the other flies say butter face.
No, that's not how that works.
No? Okay.
No, they just call them butt face because that actually works.
You know, you look at their eyes, though. Is that a picture of it?
That's a picture of the fake side. That's the side that looks like a termite.
You know, it's almost cute.
I mean, that's its butt.
Okay. It's got a cute butt.
Baby got front.
Yeah. It doesn't poop from its butt.
Yeah, I know.
It poops from its face.
Yeah.
Which is really an inconvenient design. If you ask me.
Isn't that basically just throwing up?
No, because it's been digested first.
I bet he's got bad breath.
I bet so.
But I'll say, if you had made a stuffed animal out of that butt face fly, I think it would sell very well.
Probably, yeah. But we're not seeing the face side.
Yeah, true.
I'd like to see what his face looks like.
I feel like we just gave every elementary school kid a solid burn for the playground today.
Butt face?
Fly. Butt face. Fly.
Okay, that's good. Now, also, go to school and ask your science teacher about butt face flies.
Yeah, well, it's the larva that actually has the butt face. So it's a butt face fly larva.
Now it's getting too wordy.
I told you, and this is how they sneak into the termite's nest. Okay. They go in with a fake butt that looks like a termite's face, so the other termites ignore it while it goes in and eats the eggs.
No, all the other termites are like, woohoo, hey girl.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
Baby got back on her face.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is part of the unusual world of science.
Okay,
I don't even know what I said that was funny just then.
Well, you're the scientist here with Nerd News.
What Cato said earlier.
Yeah, but I said it correctly.
What did you say?
I said baby got front.
Oh.
You said baby got back on front. Back in front.
What that look?
Wow.
Hey, you do
I
not,
made a goofy move today. Watch out.
Teacher, send him to the principal's office.
I know it's not a teach. It's not class.
I know some butt-faced humans.
Oh, I know. Some of them interrupt people when they're doing important scientific work.
Yeah.
All right, Tori. In pet news, scientists in Austria have figured out the best way to get a dog to pay attention to something. We've probably all done this before. We pointed at something and our dog looks at us instead of looking at the item.
No, you shake a bag of chips. That's how you get them to pay attention to you.
No, that's how you get them to pay attention to you. This is how to get them to pay attention to something you want them to pay attention to.
Oh, shake the chips next to that.
No. God, why are you trying to guess at this whenever I've got the answer?
Because I will sneak in my pantry, shut the door, and try to be very quiet. I'll go to my bedroom, and then my dog's like showing up at the door. Hey, what you doing in there?
Yeah, you hear that?
Yeah.
Through the door?
Uh-huh. So it turns out the dogs pay a lot of attention to us, but not so much our hand. So what you need to do is, since it's a human reaction to point at an object that you want your dog to get, like, say, fetching your slippers.
Oh, you pee on it.
You do not pee on it. That would establish it was yours and would actually territorially mark it. Why are you guessing when I have
answer?
I
got excited.
You point and stare at it because dogs look to see what you're looking at, and they think that's what's important.
Yeah. A lot of times my dog will go outside, take his little squishy, squeaky bone out there, and he'll leave it out there. He's so excited. And then I'll have to say, especially on the cold mornings, go get your bone. And I do the exact same thing. I'm like, go get your bone. He doesn't do anything until I'm like, point over, like, there's your bone. Go get your bone.
It's not the pointing that does
it.
You didn't pay any attention.
But no, I'm looking at it, too, because I have to point at it. I mean, I can't look the other way and point
at something. But that's not true. What most people do is they look at the dog while they point at the thing.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
That's what most people do.
You should look at it when you point, Hawk. I bet that would work.
I do that.
I hate y'all. Okay. All right. Believe it or not, I have more of these. Oh. I'm starting to think I'm going to cut it short, though. Apparently, in clean energy news, a team at Cambridge has developed a solar-powered reactor that pulls carbon dioxide from the air and turns it into fuel. So we've solved global warming now, and we can quit worrying about all that.
All right.
Can I have my air conditioning and gas stove back, please?
There you go. It's solved. Thank you, Tom.
I didn't solve it. I'm just telling you they solved it.
Before you know what they're going to say? Tom Steele, he solved this. He'll be the president talking about you.
I didn't even say that. Okay. All right. In good news, a study found that playful, optimistic people tend to be more resilient when they find themselves in hard times. People who are not playful or optimistic find that these things overwhelm them more quickly. They get frustrated and stressed out when the people around them don't pay attention to the news they're telling them about the scientific and important. And it makes their day go really
bad. Sorry, Tom. My kids the other night said I was too optimistic. I'm like, well, you know what? I think you can do great in this, you know, in this certain class. He didn't have as much optimism about the test coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that's something that would be described of you. You're definitely over-optimistic.
I am. I have a problem with that.
You're optimistic about things you shouldn't be.
Honestly, I thought this segment would go well, Tom. They're picking on you.
Well, you're wrong.
All right. Finally.
Yeah.
We've been told about this asteroid or this little mini meteorite thing that can ruin the entire world.
He's talking about the butt-faced fly again.
And they said originally there was a 1% chance that this asteroid could hit Earth in 2032. Then they upped it to double that to 2%.
Yeah.
But they say that's normal. A lot of times these predictions will go up at first, but then as they start to get more and more information, it falls back down to zero. Or else we all die. Depends on your optimistic point of view, Hawk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just tired of them talking about it. Just go ahead and happen.
Just do it.
This weather's killing me anyway.
Well, they say that there's good news. China is putting together a planetary defense team. So they're basically doing the Armageddon movie, except it's going to be the Chinese people doing it instead of Bruce Willis.
What are they going to do?
Because he's out, you know. Huh?
What are they going
to
do?
Well, right now they're tracking it. But I guess they're trying to put together a plan to make it divert it from hitting the Earth if it actually is going to.
You send the rocket up, you land it on the asteroid and blow it up.
What if we just tell the asteroid we do not consent to being hit?
What will probably happen is the asteroid will probably get close. It'll be like, I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
There you go. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
Nerd news with Tom.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, you know, there's some weird Valentine's Day moments that you can have. And a lot of people say that Valentine's Day is just filled with a bunch of landmines.
Really?
Yeah. And then any other holiday that we have, which is why a lot of people don't like Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I've kind of said the guys have a no-win situation here. You'd either forget and you're in trouble, you don't do it good enough and you're in trouble. If you do it perfect, then you just, it's like, okay, you passed, but you don't get any awards.
Yeah, when you walk into a fine dining restaurant asking for a table for one, you get these weird looks.
That's what they say on here, okay? They ask people most embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day, eating alone in a restaurant filled with couples.
That's because I forgot last year it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's not that great on Thanksgiving either, just as someone who has... done that alone before. Aww. When I first moved here, Tori. Yeah.
I invited you over to eat.
You did not.
I did too when I lived in a stone's throw apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Or New Year's Eve by yourself in a new city.
Hey, we weren't even back in town yet.
Well,
sure.
I was home alone too.
Most of the time, though, you know, you have to get reservations for the good, you know, restaurants.
Like, right.
Are you eating alone at Burger King? That's one thing.
I'm the king of the world.
And there's other couples out there. Anyway, that is an embarrassing moment. Something else, getting a gift or a card from a coworker who has, you know, maybe a thing for you. They might like you a little bit, so they decide to give you a Valentine's Day card just because it's not so in your face, but they want to go, hey, here you go.
From the boss?
No, not from the boss.
That'd be nice.
But you don't have anything to give them back. You don't have the same feelings about that person as...
Right.
They do about you.
You ever have that happen with Christmas at work and they get you a gift and you're like, crud, now I have to go get something and now it's awkward because it's a week later?
Yeah, but this is different. This is kind of like they actually like you. Like,
yeah, and now you got that awkward feeling of like every time you see him, you're like, oh no, he's got a crush on me and I have no interest.
And then you have to hide behind the plants and stuff and avoid that person because you know they're coming your way. We've all had that happen at work where someone likes you and you're just not interested.
I was actually coming from the other side of that.
Oh, okay. So you had a crush on somebody.
Yeah, and I gave them the card, and they were like, restraining order.
Yeah, and even worse is if you give them that gift, and they do it in front of like other coworkers.
Oh, no.
And so it's that awkward moment because they're in the break room.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, oh, thank you for the gift.
Yeah.
Right.
Tom, thank you.
Okay.
My name is Ted.
And they're like, that's really nice. You shouldn't have.
Okay.
Really, you shouldn't have.
Giving someone, like your significant other, a gift and not getting one back. But I think that's okay for the guys. Most part, we kind of talked about that. Guys don't get as much Valentine's Day gifts as the girls.
Yeah, and even we know that, I mean, I don't even get anything from the kids.
Yeah.
It's just dads don't get squat.
Oh, that's not true. Y'all are the superhero of the family. We look up to dads.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Tori? I would like to believe that's true, but the evidence and the ties and socks stay otherwise.
I've never seen you wore a tie.
I know. It's because, Kato, they remind me of Father's Day and Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I'll see your socks as you have sandals on again.
Yeah,
I do see that.
Well, when he dresses up, he wears his Crocs.
Okay.
All right.
See, they're mocking me again.
Embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day. This is going back to the coworker that likes you. This is getting a card or present from a secret admirer.
Now, that doesn't seem bad to me.
Only you instantly know who the admirer is.
That's bad.
And you wish they didn't admire you so much.
Yeah, that's only fun if you're attracted to the person, and then if you find out who it is, and you're like, no, not him.
Yeah,
right. It's fun if you're attracted to them, or if you don't know who they are, and you can still imagine it's someone that you want it to be.
Yeah, most of the time, I don't want to know who it is.
I know.
Because it disappoints.
But there's a point where you have to find out who it is if they've sent you stuff over the years.
Well, I hope not, because I don't have to send anything back.
But is that a good idea? Like, if you are admiring somebody, and just secretly send them that stuff?
Because stalking nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. You get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And then finally, an embarrassing thing that can happen on Valentine's Day. I guess this is coming from the girls, getting a large bunch of flowers at work.
Why would that be bad?
But what if they cover you up like 12 dozen roses?
What's wrong with that?
And you got to put them all over your desk and stuff.
I got a big peace lily once.
Okay.
It was from my grandma, but I count it.
As a Valentine's Day gift?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you think a guy who gets a lot of flowers is just trying to prove something that... Because I knew a guy years ago, like, got like 100 roses.
And put them on every step of
her
apartment.
It was way more than 100.
How many was it, Tom?
It was like 24 dozen, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
And I wasn't trying to... Whatever you said, I was just trying to show how much I loved her.
Oh, that's okay.
And you know what? She told me that it was very thoughtful, and her boyfriend said it was thoughtful.
That was sad. He did. He found out she was going out with somebody else.
Yeah, I didn't know
it.
Apparently, he got to see all the roses, too.
He bought her one rose, or just picked one of yours up.
I think she's mine, Kato.
Well, I don't have to buy any this year. Okay, those are just some embarrassing things that can happen on Valentine's Day.
I still think of them kissing on the bed with all the rose petals I had laid there for them.
Were you under the bed?
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.